Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
WBKM, it's time for the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Tony Gallucci with you here.
Eric Koval here. Hi, everybody.
And here we are back from a one-week hiatus, as we were not in the studio last Saturday. We were in a real fine place.
Well, it's hard to believe that it's already been a week. I mean, that week was like a blur, just because I think it was such a dynamic experience, folks. We do this year over year. WBKM goes to Farm Aid. And I got to tell you, year over year, I returned more inspired, more excited, you know, to spread the message. And it makes sense. Localized food systems make sense.
And this year, there was, as always, a very strong message from the top four at Farm Aid, of course, Willie, Neil, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, and many, many others. But this year, the message was more dire, I think. Not hopeless, but hey, man, we got to work faster on all this, all of us.
Yeah, I got the same thing from all those guys, that this is an imminent time in time and space to either shift the paradigm. Are we going to keep burning carbon, you know, carbon emissions? Is this going to keep? Because, you know, Neil really stepping out, being more verbal than ever, not using it as a buzzword, but climate change being the greatest fear for Neil.
Yeah, because that goes, you know, beyond, not that the food that we eat isn't, of course, ultimately so important, the food and the water, but when you go to a level beyond that, where you say, I, in my own life, have even a higher priority, which is, you know, it's like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So, you know what? You ain't got no pursuit of happiness if you don't even live.
Right,
and
right.
Food, good food is great and you need it. But if the climate change is such that it's incompatible with life for human beings, it's way bigger than what are we going to eat today?
Absolutely. And a daunting thing to take on. You know, a very, very, I mean, talk about the macro level of things. I mean, going to that, climate change, man. You know, Neil really stepping out and saying, hey, these storms that we're experiencing in these right. different areas of the world, hey, it's coming. That great fire is coming.
50% of our topsoil lost. Now, that, you know, that happened in the Dust Bowl because of bad practices. That was a very small chapter compared to this. Right? I mean, that's nothing compared to this.
And Neil's music that night reflecting, I guess, the strength of the folk catalog. Of course, Pete Seeger showing up at 94 years old. And really, Tony, he looked like a beautiful son of hope, of a time. You know, he had us all singing, you know, 26,000 strong, a historic night numbers-wise for SPAC.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, by many thousands. And seeing people sitting in places on that lawn where we never saw people sitting.
But every morning comes the sun, and we wake up all the more fired up to do what we can. And here at WBKM and Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, it's all about that, reaching out from an organic, sincere space in our hearts to reach you with this beautiful music of Neil Young.
And that's why tonight, the content of the show musically tonight is to really just rebroadcast what Neil did so that each and every one of you becomes an ambassador for this message.
And that's it. You know, don't just listen to this program. Listen to his words. Listen to the musical choices. And then I challenge you to go out and do something as well to spread this message, please.
In your town, in your state, right here in your nation, you're out over in Europe, you're in the UK, you're in Japan, where the Fukushima reactor is still having serious problems. Don't let them make you forget that story. Jeez, I mean, so wherever you are, you can take this to heart and do something.
Well, here we are in the Northeast, this show coming at you from Burlington, Vermont. A gorgeous evening here. Boy, if you get the chance, get out here because it is gorgeous. The leaves are all turning, Tony, and there's that crisp feeling in the air, clarity, right? You got the apples that are cranking, and that eternal question, how many roads, Tony, must a man walk down?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind as we know it.
Neil Young, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Farm Aid 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope someday that I'm bringing Neil on stage and we're the same age as Pete and we're laughing and we're singing and we're still entertaining people and still trying to say something. One of the best songwriters of our generation, if not the best. We all loved his songs. We all love him and I love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? And how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many times the cannonballs fly before they are forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. We'll be right back.
is blowing in the wind.
As far as Neil's set goes, was a big tip of the hat to some of his favorite folk artists, performing tunes he had never done before. In that one, tipping his hat to Canadian fellow Canadian brethren, Gordon Lightfoot.
Really a a linchpin of the folk movement. People, of course, immediately think of Dylan, which is represented in Blowin' in the Wind, but Gordon Lightfoot, a very important gentleman, a singer-songwriter in those early coffee house days, along with the rest of the folk generation. Huh?
Right, that circuit was based around those coffee houses. You know, you had Joni Mitchell singing in some of those. You had Neil Young. You had Randy Bachman, who turned 70 yesterday, right? 70 years old, Randy Bachman. Maybe we'll squeeze one of those tunes in there.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
But I love how humble Neil is. You know, he's written some fantastic music, as we know, but not afraid to say, hey, thank you to a Phil Oakes or a thank you to a Gordon Lightfoot.
Exactly. And Gordon helped out with one of the Crazy Horse shows that were canceled. Gordon came in and covered that show rather than totally cancel it.
Which, yeah, I love it.
It was a great delight. You know, and what a fan. I mean, can you imagine having heard that voice all the way back in the very beginning in New York City? This good-looking Canadian comes on and with that voice, voice, not a quirky Dylan voice. Like, gee, I don't know what I'd think about that. But no, you hear Gordon Lightfoot and you know right away. Well, this dude can sing.
Yeah, oh, undoubtedly. And I guess what I really take back, from Farm Aid every year is that, it really is a big family. These artists love to support one another. They love to be around one another. Like when they ran that Festival Express back in the day. What I mean?
Really.
Bands love a chance to finally get off the road, even if it's just one day a year, to say hi to the people that they're listening to.
Indeed. Indeed they are. So we move into the next set of music here, which becomes really the only set of Neil penned tunes. Just these two tunes up ahead of us.
Yeah, which was very, very odd. In the sense that typically you get a couple covers, but boy, this was amazing. But when he got back to his own, let me tell you, the crowd was fired up. Neil came out of the gates charging with clarity. I thought I had never seen Neil more clear spoken.
Oh.
And just well thunk.
He had something to say. And as he says later on, well, somebody's got to say something.
Yeah,
and
someone's got to tell the truth. And I got to tell you, from my heart to all you folks, I had never experienced someone standing up and speaking it the way Neil did at Saratoga, New York on the 21st of September, 2013. I mean, he was out there, and man, he had a message.
Now, we've waited for decades for people to speak from our public forums with that much clarity and honesty.
Looking for a leader? We got one, folks, and Neil.
One. We don't need to look any further, man. It's turn around, Neil. Look at yourself in the mirror, the man who wrote the tune.
Really stepping up. Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour on a gorgeous night here in Burlington.
WBKM, old man.
Thanks for coming to Farm Aid. This concert's about you and me. It's about us. It's about all of us. It's about your kids. It's about the food you eat and the people who grow it. We're at a moment in time we've never been at before right now in this country and in the world, because we're threatened. We're threatened, all of us, everybody, everybody everywhere, by the same thing. And America is the garden of the world. More things are grown here than any other country in the entire planet. And the farmers are on the front lines of climate change. They're living the difference. They love the world. They see the world. They see the climate. They see the sun and the earth. That's what they do. And farmers today, it's all in their hands. Because all that carbon that's up in the sky, and believe me, this has a lot to do with what's going on with all of these radical weather patterns we're seeing. This is real. All the carbon that's up in the sky used to be down here, used to be in the ground. It used to be in the soil, used to be down here under the crops. And then Monsanto and all of the big chemical companies and the industrialists, they came and they made factory farms, and they replaced family farms, and they brought in the chemicals, and they made it so you couldn't grow without chemicals. And then the farmers, the little guy, tried to get a loan from the bank. And the bank said, we'll give you a loan, oh, farmer, we'll give you a loan, but you have to use these chemicals to get this loan. You have to use the fertilizers. You have to use what we tell you to use, or you won't get the loan. That's the truth. That's what we're living right now. Those chemicals and all those things that we grew with for so many years have made it so we've lost sometimes more than half our topsoil. And it didn't just disappear. It's up there. We need to bring it down to earth. What can you do? You can support your local family farm, because they're growing sustainably. You can write your congressman in Washington or wherever the hell he is tonight. And you can tell him, before you give $23 to a farmer to grow corn for 1 acre, which really translates to these huge Cargill companies and these giant corporate farms, they get all the money and they use all the chemicals. Those people are getting paid for doing this by us. So this is not right. This is the truth. That's what Farm Aid's all about. We want to bring good sense and sustainability back. We think at Farm Aid that before the government gives someone $23 to grow an acre of corn, they should say, if you grow it sustainably, if you grow it the right way, so we don't lose our ground. We don't want to lose any more. Colorado could be coming down a highway towards Albany right now. If you don't believe me, you're in denial. Wait a couple of months. We've seen it. We've seen it down in New Jersey. You saw it in New York. You saw it in New Orleans. You saw it up in Canada. You saw it in Toronto. You saw it in Calgary. You saw it in the Midwest. It just keeps moving around like a ghost. We gotta stop it. You can help. You can do your part by supporting your family farms and eating good food that comes from the land grown sustainably. Things you can do. You know, it would be nice if you could use biofuels in your car. That'd be really cool. Because in America, they could be grown, and we got plenty of land. There's plenty of ways around it. Plenty of ways around that. Except our corporate government, it just doesn't force the gas stations to sell that stuff. They could mandate it if they had the balls. But no, they don't. They don't give you freedom of choice. They don't give you freedom of choice on your interstate system. You can't get off the interstate and go to a gas station and buy a responsible fuel that does not put 19.5 pounds of carbon into the atmosphere with every gallon of gasoline you burn. You can't do that. You have to use gasoline because that's all there is. Now you'd think a responsible government thinking about the world and us would be saying no to big oil. That has a lot to do with farming, because farming can put that carbon back on the ground if we do it right. And if we can grow fuel and use fuel, that's what Farm Aid's all about. Some of it's not that much fun to hear about.
It's the Thrash's Wheat Radio Hour here, Eric and Tony with you on WBKM, and a great two-song set that Neil did at Farm Aid just last week. His songs, the only two of his penned tunes, Old Man, and of course that classic there, man. Sheesh.
Yeah, Heart of Gold. I guess so beautiful to see a man so comfortable in front of that many people with those intimate tunes. And really, strolling around the stage, folks, if I can take you there, watch it on YouTube. He's prowling around that stage, and the way that he can interject all of his persona, all of that emotion through that music. I mean, he had everyone singing Old Man, and everyone was so in tune that it almost drowned out Neil.
At the moment, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have these private moments along with the public moments, and there was a point where I was almost sure that Neil's mic had dropped out, because what a joy to hear everybody singing this song so right. And Neil, probably hearing that, staying with the very conventional arrangement, not trying to go off, because he didn't want to lose anybody. And all of a sudden, you got 26,000 people all singing this song, not a note, not a whisper off. I mean, that was a powerful moment.
It really is.
And we've seen that tune perform many, many times.
It felt such like a beautiful, warm blanket of humanity. All of us singing together. Neil has told us that singing a song can't change the world, just singing a song, right? But boy, for that moment, the fear that's in my heart when in regards to the environment, in regards to our future, was gone. What was supplanted was hope and love. And so once again, Neil Young, you hit all the numbers. And we're here for you, brother.
It did remind you of that dynamic possibility that is contained in something elemental like music, like a speech that is so well spoken that it reaches everybody's heart and makes them want to go out and do something, really. I mean, just it's what it did to us, I know.
Yeah, because Farm Aid, as you folks know, is not all about the, yeah, what a great concert. How was it, Eric? Was it that? Well, how was it? Well, this is something that has prompted me to take a good look in the mirror and see, hey, what more can I do? Can I grow more food in my house? Can I maybe take that extra bus ride, or bike to work again? Because we got to do something, man. We're on that tipping point.
We really are. And there was a gentleman in the crowd later on that typifies that mentality of just wanting to hear the music. And you'll hear it later, and we'll talk a lot about it, I'm sure, when it comes. But ready for set number three, a great old tune here coming on. Ivory Joe Hunter. My goodness. Now, I don't recall the last time I heard anybody covering Ivory Joe Hunter anywhere since I met you.
I know.
Since I met you, baby. I mean, wow. Wow. And it was at that moment that I realized the epic nature of what was happening in front of me.
I know. At one point, the music, that folk-inspired music, which was all about that. It was all about coming in protest. It was the country songs that had a message. But, oh my gosh, I thought there was going to be a riot at one point. my gosh, I didn't know what was going to happen. And I loved that instability. I think that's what made it so sincere.
Loved it. All right.
Yeah.
We carry on with the music again tonight.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, WBKM.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life
I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And my friends all tell me that I am not the same. Well, I don't need nobody
say now. There's a lot of things I could say. Let me remember this song. Here we go. I've listened long enough to you. You know, I'm not done. I don't care. Somebody's got to say something. Somebody's got to say something. Don't you want freedom of choice? Wouldn't you like to burn something clean instead of something dirty? I would. A lot of people don't believe it. You know, they think, oh, we got to have it. We got to have Big Oil. He's out of his mind. I may be out of my mind, but we still don't need it. We got farmers. We got earth. We got the sun. We got the ground. Let's give it a chance. Well, maybe I feel better now. Maybe I'll try it again. I don't know.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that
it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. I never think about myself. If I gave you time to change your mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing how you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I look to find a reason. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I listen long enough to you, to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe.
Thresher's Wheat Radio Hour on a Saturday night, one of those tunes that he had never done before. We know Neil has performed thousands upon thousands of times, but has never done that tune, and I love that one.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Of course, Rod Stewart having the definitive version of this Tim Hardin classic, Reason to Believe. And on the pump organ,
I loved it because there was a moment when he started that tune in the concert. He stands up and he almost forgot how it went the first time through.
It was very human. It was. And then he does a real fast. Okay, I got it. But then he decides, but actually I'm not done talking yet.
I love the sound out of the pump organ. It really adds a whole different dimension to what he does. But you can tell that he's, once again, got the comfort level. And, he did that tune. Remember that one year he did that? I think it was in the Unplugged, Like a Hurricane.
On the pump organ, baby. Which was a dynamic song. I mean, wow, what a version that was. What an arrangement, huh?
So sensitive, you know. Still I look to find a reason.
Because
sometimes you do. It. Sometimes to find that reason is elusive. If you find yourself in the blues, and darn it, I get it sometimes. You know, sometimes you really have to go, huh?
Well, that's a great line. You know, there's some lines that you can chew on forever. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else.
Oh, I got it.
I mean, that is just one of those things that it can mean different things at different times. It's an eternal song. It really doesn't wear out. That song has not worn out,
man.
Since Tim first did it, since Rod made it his. And now right on to Neil. It's just a gorgeous tune, man. Oh,
yeah, fantastic.
Gosh.
Hey, you know, we've been in touch with Thrasher over the past week, and he did a great job posting some really fresh photos. Of course, a lot of Rusties in the audience that really pay homage to Thrasher and all the work that he does on his blog. Remember, if you need any Neil Young news, you want to keep abreast on what's going on today in Neil's world, there's one spot to go. I go there every day. Thrasher's Wheat Radio. Or thrasherswheat.org.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio. No, it is used. And a really great job putting all these places in one succinct, all these things in one succinct place. You can watch all the YouTubes. They're sitting right there for you, straight on through. You don't have to search for them. A really fine surface there.
So Thrasher, give us the update, brother.
And now, straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrashersweet.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and we do have lots of fresh wheat this week. Last week we took the week off because of the annual Farm Aid concert 2013 up in New York, and by now most folks have either seen or heard the concert, the performances, another great annual benefit for a great cause, the family farmers and the whole organic slow food movement. So just kind of recapping things, again, most folks have probably, you know, heard the set list and you know, lots of commentary on that on the various blogs and Facebook and so forth. So we'll just add a few thoughts along the way here as you're enjoying a replay of this here on WBKM, and Tony and Eric were there and witnessed the whole concert and been bringing back some reports on that. But from our perspective, certainly this will go down as probably the most remarkable Neil Young set in the history of Farm Aid, which really goes to say a lot. Well, for a couple things, you know, what didn't happen was we didn't get the usual Homegrown. I think it's been pointed out that Neil has performed the song Homegrown at every Farm Aid in history. We'll have to go back and check that over on Sugar Mountain to verify that. But anyway, what we did have, as you know by now, is lots of covers and first-time performances of covers. So, how did this all come about? Well, it seems as if there was a last-minute change of plans in terms of what Neil Young was planning to do at Farm Aid. And it seems to center around a conversation that Neil Young had with Pete Seeger backstage. And certainly Pete Seeger was the surprise performer of the day, and certainly a legendary icon who literally needs no introduction and had a tremendously warm welcome there. But Neil talked about this on stage, having a conversation with Pete Seeger about Phil Oakes. And Phil Oakes was a folk singer in the 60s who met untimely demise at a young age, but certainly had tremendous potential. And Pete Seeger had said to Neil about how much he had regretted not doing more to help out Phil Oakes there in his final days, and how that was a regret. And certainly Pete Seeger's 94, and to say something like that to Neil in that kind of context apparently really had an impact on Neil, because Neil had performed This Land Is Your Land with the other Farm Aid board members just moments before this, with Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp and Dave Matthews. And when Neil came out and performed his set before, or actually in the middle of one of the songs, he started talking about this story from Pete, and then segued into talking about his experience with Kurt Cobain. Now, Neil did not mention Kurt Cobain by name, but clearly that was who he was referring to about having a similar experience. And Neil was essentially saying something to the effect of, you know, not regretting, you know, what you could have, could or couldn't have done years and years later. Unfortunately, as Neil was going into all this, someone from the audience decided that they wanted to hear music rather than have Neil talk about something very important. Certainly, in, you know, a highlight, if you will, was Neil basically, you know, saying, "I work for me," you know, which probably says more right there about who Neil Young is and what he's all about than just about anything. So again, you're listening to it here on WBKM, and you've probably seen it on YouTube or were there in person, but certainly a real highlight there. And again, it was a great day if you were a Neil Young fan right from the get-go. He came out and played with Peggy Young and the Survivors. He sat in on their entire set. He came out again to play This Land Is Your Land with the Farm Aid board and Pete Seeger. And then he proceeded with his set of a number of different covers, Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan, which is certainly something he's done many times, but then a Gordon Lightfoot song and an Ivory Joe Hunter song, which I think pretty much everyone had to look that up. A Tim Hardin song, again, another acclaimed folk singer from the 60s, and then a Phil Oakes song, Changes. And then after Neil finished his set, he came back on stage with Willie for a couple more songs that he guested on, including Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die and I Saw the Light. So, you know, again, a tremendous day there for Neil Young fans at Farm Aid. And if you've never been to Farm Aid, like the Bridge Concert, it's definitely a something that you have to do at least once in your lifetime to really experience that. As wonderful as things are, like YouTube, nothing like being there. And as we like to mention, there's a bumper sticker somewhere that says live music is better. But we digress. Probably aside from that little Farm Aid wrap up, we'll just kind of leave it at this, where at another point Neil Young started talking about, you know, what Farm Aid is all about and what the farmers can do in terms of climate change, and also just said point blank, somebody's got to tell the truth. So certainly that's one of the things that we love most about Neil Young. So wrapping up here, the other news item of the week was that there was a surprise performance, surprise if you weren't sort of in the know, if you will, of a benefit in New York City. This was a benefit for the Ocean Elders Organization, which is a organization dedicated to protecting the world's oceans. But Neil played a couple songs, two songs, Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan and Changes by Phil Oakes. So it seems like this encounter with Pete Seeger and the discussion of Phil Oakes really seemed to have had an impact on Neil, and definitely a song that I think everyone needs to probably check out a little bit more about what Neil and Phil Oakes were saying in the song Changes. So in the meantime, until next time, keep on rocking in the free world.
All right, well, Thrasher catching us up on all things newsworthy here. Of course, a lot of Farm Aid news, as it was such a, well, it's a monumental day. It's only a once-a-year event, and it needs its time, huh?
And now, as he's mentioned, you know, we head toward the Bridge School. You know, another benefit, a two-day benefit show held annually.
Yeah, another deep passion of Neil's, driven by the circumstances in his own personal life of having children affected by a ravaging disease.
I tell you, after going to Farm Aid, after hearing reviews and getting the music from Bridge School over these years, you get the sense that, boy, the age of the concert is alive and well. Yes, there's that space to go out on a Friday night. But the caliber of performance that's captured at a benefit show, somehow, there's some magic dust in the air. You know what I mean? Because it's that performance with purpose, right? I love concerts for cause. And I guess once you experience that, once you experience an artist donating his time to communicate a message, all of a sudden the bar is raised. You know, just slightly.
Well, it is. Well, for some of these artists, that have been around for a long time, they've done it all, they've seen it all. They've been on the world's greatest stages. They've seen the gross receipts of the gate. They've seen the record sales. They got the platinum. Like Bobby Whitlock just told us, we're looking in a dresser drawer of George's and finding gold and platinum records in the bottom drawer of a dresser. At some point, those things really fade in importance. What does rise to the top are these beautiful things like giving, like reaching out into your community or to your peers, like helping kids. That becomes so much more important than the gold record or the gate receipts.
Right, right. What do you give? So I think these artists, just like ourselves in the audience, come back so refreshed when it comes off well like this. I mean, Saratoga was a perfect venue for Farm Aid, folks. I mean, the crowd dispersed beautifully. There was enough ground and space where you could throw the frisbee. So kudos to Carolyn Mugar, of course, the executive director, and all the board members and all the people, all those roadies. Did you see how fast they changed? They wheel those cases out and lift those amps. And it's just like, wow, they make it happen, and everybody's donating. It's all done with the right spirit.
Oh, man. When it comes to moving me, you guys are the champs, right? That's what Jackson said.
Yeah, you got
they
it.
They are
you
a well-oiled machine, and Saratoga did an amazing job of keeping it all running like clockwork, man. So
indeed.
Well, we got this one more. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. Let's set this one up. That's all I was going to say.
This last tune here, if you had any doubt that it was an epic night, watching Neil prowl on the stage, panther-like, wounded.
At time kicking his cord. You can see him shuffling his cord away. And he had to contend, everybody. He had to contend with a heckler, which anytime you're in front of a lot of people, you can't help but think it can happen.
But he took that moment, which I don't think I've ever really heard a heckler at any Neil shows.
Never.
I never
have.
Ever in my entire 40-plus years of watching concerts. I've never seen it. Rarely ever seen it with anybody. But, boy, again, as a professional who is in that moment, he was able to take that moment, a cataclysmic moment, and turn it into something very powerful.
Yeah, this guy yells out, "Let's get going." You know what I mean?
Get on with it.
Yeah, totally missing the point. He had just been talking for his first time publicly about the unfortunate passing of Kurt Cobain. And so this guy's comment directly after this sensitive story was so inappropriate. And he says, "Let's get going." Neil comes back on the mic. He says, "Buddy, I'm on my way.
On my way.
I work for me."
And the way he turned his back and said that, and that's why we do encourage you folks, even though you're hearing the music now, we do encourage you to watch the videos, because you really need to see it in his eyes. You need to see the frustration. You need to see the passion. You need to see the way he prowls around on that stage.
So you see, you hear, but more than anything, you feel the weight of a real leader, folks. A guy that is stepping out, telling the truth, man, for no other reason than to try to get the truth out there. Because the TV, they're lying, Tony. You listen to corporate radio, no, we're not going to buy the product because you're playing a hit tune. So listen to this one. This is a beautiful rendition of a classic tune from Phil Oakes, who we lost when he was young as well.
It's called Changes, right here.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Life is short, folks. We all know that. There's no time like right now. Could you turn this up just a bit for me, Mark? I was talking backstage with Pete before he came out here and told me a tale about this friend of his. Now, we lost this friend a long time ago because life is short. And he killed himself. And Pete talked to him a few days before that happened, and he was saying, you know, I wish I'd done something more to stop that from happening. And I said, well, you know, don't worry about that. There's nothing you can do about it. Because, you know, that kind of thing happens all the time. That happened to me. I had a friend who was a singer, and he was great. And he reached out to me. And I tried to get back to him through his office. I tried for days and days, and finally I gave up. A couple of days later, he blew his head off. So life is short, and you can regret things. And it's not, come on, let's go. Did I hear, come on, let's go? I'm on my way, buddy. I work for me. So, you know, I'm trying to make a little point here. Sometimes I take too long. But this guy that Pete knew, he was one of the greatest poets that ever lived. And he wrote this next song, which probably some of you have never heard, and it's long as hell. I don't know what to tell you. Last time he appeared in public was at Carnegie Hall. He wore a gold lamé suit. He was a folk singer. He was a little bit sidetracked by fame and commerciality. Sit by my side, come as close as the air. Share in a memory of gray. And wonder in my words, and dream about the pictures that I play, of changes, green leaves of summer turn to red in the fall, to brown and to yellow they fade, and then they have to die. Trapped within the circle time parade of changes, scenes of my young years were warm in my mind, visions of shadows that shine, till one day I returned and found they were the victims of the vines of changes. The world spinning madly, it drifts in the dark, swings through a hollow of haze,
a race around the stars, a journey through the universe ablaze with changes. As fires will sometimes burn cold, like petals in the wind, we're puppets on the silver strings of souls, of changes. Your tears will be trembling, now we're somewhere else. One last cup of wine we'll pour, and I'll kiss you one more time, and I'll leave you on the rolling river shores of changes. Come as close as the air, share in a memory of gray, and wander in my words, and dream about the pictures that I play of changes. Thank you, everybody. Some changes can't be stopped, but you can stop climate change.
So he went on to perform that tune once again the following night in New York City, but The Changes from Phil Oakes right there to round out the set at Farm Aid, and what a Farm Aid it was.
It really, one for the books, an epic performance by all around. I mean, Tim Reynolds and Dave, what on earth can you possibly say about those two dudes? Oh my gosh, respect. And brilliance between those guys.
Oh, yeah. That interplay, man. When you see two people that can feed off each other so well, they know each other so well that they know, oh, he's hitting that chord? Well, I'm diving here.
Oh, my gosh. And the beautiful and tender way that John Mellencamp walked Pete Seeger off that stage was truly... he looked like a boy. Didn't he look like a boy when he was up down that stage?
Yeah, he did. He totally transcended the time and space, that's for sure. So, hey, stay with us, everybody. Saturday night has just begun.
Hey, we're transcending time and space coming up here now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet, man, because here comes Floydian Slip, where we're going to take you into the depths of another masterful band. Craig Bailey joins us, and after that, we follow it up
right on into the Detached Psychedelic Garage.
So feed your head, people, and have a great week. We'll catch you again next Saturday night, 9 o'clock.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.